Talking Carroll Tiger basketball here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show. Head coach Randy B. said joining us. Tigers coming off an outstanding season last year, making it down to the state basketball tournament, sitting in the top five in the rankings most of the year last year. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and how was the offseason for you guys so far?
Good to talk with you, Jeff. It was good. Spent a lot of time in the gym with open gyms, and went to a couple different shootouts, and it's just good to get the guys together to kind of see what they can do. And, you know, you definitely miss the group from last year, but it's fun to see what the next guys in line can do. And we had a couple good shootouts where guys played well, so we're excited going into this year.
Coach, you guys have had so much success here in the last several years that it's probably bred excitement into the program, but I imagine making it down to the state and getting down to Wells Fargo last year kind of even increased that excitement. Have you noticed that at all, or has things been very much the same, you know, this offseason compared to the last few?
The goal every year is to get down to the state tournament. So the fact that we could do that last year, guys were super excited. And the underclassmen that got a chance to be a part of that and go and experience all that, they're excited too. You know, they're ready to go. They want to get things rolling. So, yeah, it definitely brings a little more excitement for those underclassmen that got a chance to experience it last year. They're definitely looking forward to this year and getting things rolling.
What's the roster look like this year? How many kids do you got out? And I don't know if you've even got the whole roster probably put together first week of practice here, so probably still working on some of those varsity uniforms. But who are the kids looking at it, and what's the numbers look like this year?
Yeah, we got 29 kids, sophomores through seniors. So practice is full in the gym. We practice everyone together to give some of those JV guys a chance to practice against the varsity guys. So, you know, we have seven or eight seniors, you know, guys like Bryce Berlaw, Tanner Gatto, Trey Hunter, Jack White, Andreas Cruz, Marcus Wagner, Blake Hyman, Mason Vaught, Tyson Lundstrom are our seniors. So, you know, Tanner, I got a lot of experience last year playing at the varsity level, but a lot of those other guys were just kind of hit and miss with minutes. So we got a good group coming back, but not a lot of varsity experience. You know, and then the junior class, we got Evan Hammer, who had a lot of varsity experience for us last year with him starting, had a great year. And we got a couple other guys that will look to try to find some minutes at the varsity level as well, with Peyton Wardell and Will Schultes and Caden Langling. And then we got a good sophomore class too. We have 11 or 12 sophomores that had a really successful freshman year, and now they get a chance to practice with the varsity guys and kind of see where they fit in as well. So we got a lot of guys, not a lot of varsity experience, but a lot of guys that are competing and excited to try to get in those top seven or eight spots.
Is that the biggest concern really for you guys coming in this year, is guys kind of figuring out that new role and understanding that responsibilities, if they saw varsity time last year, might be a little different this year with what you guys graduated?
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, you're starting a new year, unless you're very fortunate to have a bunch of guys returning, you know, you're going to try to find your role, try to figure out where you fit in and what you can do. But the summertime is a great time to learn a few things and figure out where you're at and what you can do. And like I said, we had a really nice summer. You know, at the end of the day, you want guys that are going to be playing hard and communicating and having fun and trying to get better all the time. And we definitely have that group this year of they're ready to compete. They're ready to show what they can do, and it'll be exciting.
As far as the backcourt goes, who's battling for those spots?
We got Andreas Cruz and Bryce, you know, that are the guards. You know, Trey Hunter, you know, Tanner Gatto, even though he's 6'4", 6'5", for us, he can still shoot a little bit, so he plays out on the wing a little bit. So we have some of those guards that are all competing. You know, it's fun because some of those guys can play different spots, you know, so it's not like we have a true point guard. We have guys that can play the point. We have guys that we can move to the wing. In the same way with our post players as well. You know, you got a couple post players that aren't traditional back to the basket post players, so if we have to, they can play out on the wing and do some things as well. So, you know, like I said, practice is fun because guys are competing and they know that they have to be able to do a little bit of everything, and they're working hard to try to figure those things out.
Evan Hammer, probably the leader returning starter down in the block, as you mentioned. Tanner Gatto, you know, saw plenty of time, and at 6'4", I'm sure he'll be down there trying to help rebound and stuff. But who are the other guys, you know, looking at, that you're looking at maybe for some of those post positions?
And Jack White will be in the mix there too. He's one of those guys that's really athletic, you know, being the quarterback on the football team. He's pretty springy. He's long and athletic. So he'll get in there and get some rebounds and finish around the basket. And we'll be able to guard some of the other conference post players and other guys that will want to be playing inside. So We got a pretty good mixture there with those three guys rotating in there. And then we got quite a few guards that we can rotate on the outside as well.
Coach, I'm sure a lot of people around this area that somewhat follow you probably know you graduated a lot, as we've talked about. So what are some things maybe early in the season that might surprise some of the people that don't know this team as well because of how much you guys graduated last year?
I think, if you look at last year's team, Caleb Booth and Nick Mackey and Caden Cook and Ethan Langling. I mean, those were the guys, those were the faces of our team, So a lot of guys like besides Tanner and Evan Hammer, those two guys were the other guys that were playing. So a lot of guys like Bryce and Andreas and Trey Hunter got a few minutes last year. Jack White, I mean, these are all guys that are kind of under the radar. And if you look at people returning and how much scoring we lost from last year, it's easy to say, man, they're not going to be able to score the ball. They're going to have a lot of new faces. They'll be young. They'll be different. But I'm excited about our guys. Like I said, give me a group of guys that will work hard and compete and have a positive attitude, and those are some of the most fun years. So it'll be interesting to any outsider because looking at us, you can easily say, man, they only bring back two guys that played a lot. They're going to be a lot different, and they're going to be down. And I think we'll have a chance to compete and work hard. And we have a lot of guys that have that little itch, have that drive that they want to be successful, and it's their turn now. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach, the Raccoon River Conference always really strong. You guys have been one of the elite programs now for years. What's the conference look like this year, and is the goal still to go out and win it?
Every year that's the goal. You're trying to be the best in the conference and try to get to the state tournament. And last year our conference was really good, top to bottom, and four or five teams that if you didn't play well, you weren't going to win those games. So, every team graduated a few people, so I'm hoping it won't be as strong as what it was last year, but Bonner and Farrar has pretty much everyone back. They're going to be really good. They got a lot of size, a lot of length. They got 6'6", 6'7", guys that step out and knock down shots. Winterset has a really good guard back, a couple other guards, and their 2-3 zone is always tough. So they'll be good. Ballard has been good the last few years. They got some good guards coming back, some young kids. ADM had some really good freshmen last year that gave our freshmen group some trouble. So depending on where they're at and what they can do, they should be pretty good as well. So there's definitely some teams out there that won't make it easy for us, but that's what makes it fun too, going on the road and knowing that every game's a big game makes it a lot of fun.
Non-conference schedule, you guys never back away from anybody. Do you like this year's non-conference schedule? And as a whole, does the schedule set up well for you guys as far as, not too many road trips in a row or any of that type of things?
To be honest with you, I haven't quite checked out on the road and at home. We got some long road trips all the time, so if I don't complain about it, then hopefully the kids won't complain about it. It's kind of my theory. But, our non-conference is really good. Open up the year with Kemper every year. So there's not like we can get a couple of games under our belt and make sure we're ready to go. Kemper's going to be really good this year, and they're well coached. So that'll be a good one. We play Storm Lake. Storm Lake's usually typically really good. They had a really good group of seniors last year. So I'm happy to see that some of those guys have moved on, so we don't have to face some of those guys again. But then we have Denison and Harlan as well. We're still going to Gilbert for their shootout. Still not sure who will play, if that's DCG again or what that tournament will look like. But, Denison's well coached, and they're always good. Harlan's always good as well. So it's fun when you get to get in the non-conference schedule and get to play some people like Kemper, like Denison, that are close by and fun games. And it doesn't matter if those teams are down or where they're at or who they have coming back. They're always a fun game.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Looking forward to working with you a bunch this year, of course, on the Saturday morning coaches show and getting to cover you guys a lot. I think it's going to be a fun year. Appreciate all the time you give us, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it. And we appreciate the coverage all the time. We say it all the time because we really do. So thanks for all you do.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Boys basketball team. We'll be back with more of our boys basketball preview. That's coming up next here on KCIM.